Meanwhile, in Harrisburg, the Pennsylvania legislature has missed the deadline to get a constitutional amendment that's aimed at helping child sex abuse survivors get onto the May primary ballot. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
The Pennsylvania Department of State set a January 27th deadline for legislative action on a constitutional amendment that would allow a window for child sex abuse survivors to seek civil action regardless of statutes of limitations. But despite strong bipartisan support, the legislature missed the deadline as the state house has been in a state of paralysis over an ongoing battle over rules, which are typically little more than a formality. Mike McDonald with SNAP, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests.
Some things, in my opinion, are absolutely more important than any party politics. And this is certainly one of them.
He says the inaction's inflicting more pain on survivors who have been waiting for justice. House Republican leader Brian Cutler says his caucus has repeatedly reached out to Democrats to try to work through the impasse.
We've sent a series of rules to the Democrats. Many times they would not return our calls or respond to the offers that we had made. And I think that's unfortunate.
House Democrats blame Republicans as the Senate passed a bill largely on party lines that packages the child sex abuse amendment with two others that Democrats oppose. A House Democratic caucus spokeswoman accuses Republicans of trying to score political points rather than addressing the issues. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.